早晨好。
You've had a good week and welcome.
希望你们这个星期都过得很好，欢迎大家过来。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for the privilege to study your word.
谢谢你，我们有这种权益来学习你的话语。
And I ask that you will be with us today.
求你今天和我们同在。
Help us to hear you in our worship.
在我们敬拜的时候，让我们听见你的声音。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
I wanted to begin by finishing up the question that I started answering last week.
我先完成我上次所要回答的问题，回答了一半上次。
A question about the fear of God.
就关于敬畏神。
And two things that were asked that I started last week.
我问了两个问题，我上星期开始回答。
Is there a sense of dread in the fear of God? And I talked about that last week.
上个星期我讲到了，就是在敬畏神里边是不是有一种那个惧怕的感觉。
And the second part of the question was, do we learn the fear of God? Is it a process?
另外呢，就是说这个敬畏神是不是一个过程呢？我们是不是学习敬畏神？
And I think very much the answer is yes, it is a process that we learn.
经常呢我们会说是的，因为这是一个学习敬畏神是一个你学习的过程。
A few weeks ago I preached about Jacob.
几个星期以前我讲到的主题人物就是雅各。
If you had looked at Jacob early in his life, he knew about God, but he really didn't fear him.
你知道在雅各早期的时候呢，他生命早期的时候，他知道关于神，但是他并没有真正说是敬畏神。
In fact, it seems to me that Jacob kind of saw God like the other gods of the ancient Near East, a god who could be manipulated.
他对神的看法有点像那个近东时期当地的那个人的崇拜，好像神是他是可以操控的，他是可以交换的。
A God that you could make do what you wanted him to do.
你可以让这个神去做你想他做的事情。
And it's a process that Jacob goes through until he realizes this is a God I can't manage.
然后呢这是一个过程，直到雅各最后他意识到这个不是说他可以管控的神。
And when we read through, especially in the Old Testament, we see that many times.
在旧约中我们可以看到这种情况出现了很多次。
That people's fear of God is a growing awareness of who he is.
人们对神的敬畏是一个不断成长的意识到神是谁的这样一个过程。
This week I was reading in Psalms.
这个星期呢我在读诗篇。
I try a few times a year to read through the book of Psalms in a month.
然后呢一年中有几个月呢我会试图是每个月把诗篇读一遍。
As a way of learning prayer, and I'll talk about that later.
然后呢是我一个学习祷告的过程。
But I started, this week again.
然后这个星期我又开始了。
And I picked up a British translation.
我找的这次找的那个版本呢是个英国的这样一个翻译的版本。
The Book of Common Prayer.
是一个就是叫什么祷告的一本关于祷告的一本书。
Very first Psalm had a phrase that jumped out at me.
第一个跳出来吸引我注意的这个就是
Because Psalm 1 is so familiar that we can kind of just mindlessly go through it.
因为呢诗篇第一篇对我们来讲已经太熟悉了，有的时候就是漫无就是光就是有口无心的在那里读。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
就是说不从恶人的计谋，不做亵慢人的座位。
Nor sits in the way of sinners, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers.
不占罪人的道路，唯喜爱耶和华，不做亵慢人的座位。这样的人，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
但是唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
And in his law he meditates day and night.
昼夜思想。
And I started reading through this British translation.
我这次去读这个英国国教的这个祈祷书公祷文。
And it said,
他这样说,
in his law he exercises day after day.
他是说这个人在 昼夜在耶和华的律法中来实践来练习。
And I stopped and I thought, that's not right.
然后我就读了，我说，哎，好像不太对啊。
And I go and I look it up.
然后我就去找。
And it's not a great way of putting it.
当然，他这个翻译的这样子来解释不是最好的。
But I realized whoever used that word there had a very good point.
然后我就意识到这个翻译的人不管他是为什么目的但是他有个很好的观点。
Because going to 2 Timothy where we looked at what Paul says, bodily exercise gives a little bit of profit.
因为到提摩太后书我们就知道保罗说那个锻炼身体益处还少。
But spiritual exercise profits in every way.
但是呢就是你操练敬虔却是对凡事都有却有今生来生的益处。
In this world and in the world to come.
不管是今生还有来生的应许。
Last night I had supper with a man.
昨天晚上我跟一位先生共进晚餐。
Who called me, he's from Fort Lauderdale, and he said, Ken, I want to talk to you, can we have supper?
他是从就是从那个 Fort Lauderdale 那边呢给我打电话说我想跟你一起吃个饭。
And I'll talk to anybody in exchange for supper.
然后你要请我吃饭那我没关系跟谁都可以讲吧。
So we talked about his question.
然后我们就聊他的问题。
He runs a bicycle shop. So I said, let me ask you a question.
然后呢他有一个自行车商店我就问他。
I said,Tell me what's the best way that an old person like me can exercise.
我说我问你啊像我这样的老人家最好的锻炼方式是什么
If you've never in your life done anything other than sit behind a piano or a desk,
you know,
what can you do?
如果你这一生呢你从要不是坐在课桌后要不是坐在钢琴前面这样的人你该怎么锻炼呢
We talked a while.
然后我们就聊了一会儿
And finally I said to him,
最后我就问他
I said, tell me this.I said, you do this every day. You exercise every day.
我说你呢是每天都锻炼。
Do you enjoy it?
你享受这个锻炼吗
?He said, I enjoy not getting fat and sick.
他说我喜欢的是不想又胖又生病。
I think part of what Paul is saying and part of what David says.
我觉得保罗说的一部分意思跟大卫表示的一部分意思就是
There is joy.In studying God's word, in prayer, in communing with God.
就是在你不管是学习研读神的话还是祷告还是跟神交通那边是有喜乐的。
But some days,
但有些天
it isn't
有的时候
a great thrill.
你不会说每次读神的话你都会觉得哇很兴奋。
But it is in that daily exercise that we grow in our relationship with Him.
而是在我们每天这样的锻炼的这样的操练的过程中我们跟神的关系更深一步。
And in answer to this question, we grow in the fear of God.
我们是不是在敬畏神上也成长了
Now let me, in answering that, say something about why that growing in the fear of God is so important.
为什么在就是学习敬畏神在敬畏神上成长这么重要呢
Deuteronomy 4:10
生命记四章十节
God says to Moses,
神对摩西说
Gather the people that they may hear my words,
你为我招聚百姓我要叫他们听见我的话
So they may learn to fear me, so they're going to learn, they're going to grow in this fear.
可以学习敬畏我
And then I want you to see this, and that they may teach their children so.
又可以教训儿女这样行
Last week I said that one of the reasons the fear of God is important.
我上个星期讲到敬畏神的重要性的原因在于
And even the negative aspect, the dread.
其中重要的一个原因就是就算其中这个负面的因素比如说就这个惧怕
is to keep us from danger.
是为了保守我们进入危险之中
We teach our little children to dread, to fear a hot stove so they don't burn themselves.
我们都会教我们的小孩子害怕那个很烫的火炉这样他们不会烫到自己
Moses says I want the people of Israel to learn to fear me so they stay away from evil
所以神说我想让我的百姓学习敬畏我然后呢 You mean dread me some
yes, yes.
就是有一部分的对神这个惧怕所以他们就不会去行恶事
And then he says I want them to teach their children the same
我也想让他们同样的教导他们的孩子们。
Now I've met people who say, I want my children to learn that God loves them.
有的人就说, 我想我的孩子学习到真的是知道神爱他们。
And that's, I'll agree, that is number one, what we must teach them about.
那是我们最重要的第一位要教孩子的。
But here, God says to Moses, I also want them to learn to fear me.
然后在这里, 神对摩西说, 我也想让百姓学习敬畏我。
And here is why.
为什么呢?
We go over to the book of Judges.
我们到了这个, 士师记,
and it tells us that a generation of people grew up who did not know and fear God.
然后就看到说有一代人呢, 以色列人长, 成长起来, 他们没有学习到敬畏神,
and
也不害怕神,
because of that,
就因为如此,
they turned to other gods.
他们就去拜假神,
they began to do like the people around them.
他们就像周围的人那样的形式,
and it says God became angry with them.
然后神就对他们生气, 对他们发怒,
and turned them over to their enemies.
然后就把他们交付在他们敌人的手中。
Now, who failed in that process?
那在这个过程中是谁的错呢? 谁失败了呢?
Yeah, it was not the children.
不是孩子的错,
it was the parents.
是父母的错。
Now, our children have the power of choice.
当然我们的孩子他们自己是有选择的权利。
And so if you are a parent who has raised your children and your children have gone another way, I do not want you to leave thinking, oh, you know, I'm a terrible failure.
You mean according to God's way to raise them up, right?
Right, right.
就是说如果你按照神的教训呢, 你教导了孩子, 但是孩子长大了, 就是走别的方向, 我不想让你觉得说很愧疚, 说, 哎呀, 我没有把孩子养好。
Our children have the power of choosing.
他们有自由意志, 他们有自己选择的权利。
But as parents, we have the responsibility,
但是作为父母, 我们是有这个责任,
of faithfully teaching them.
就是忠心的来教导我们的孩子。
Deuteronomy, he says,
申命记说,
when you're walking,
当你不管你行路,
when you're sitting at home,
你坐下,
when you lie down at night,
躺下,
take these opportunities to teach my word to your children.
都要抓住机会教导你的儿女来敬畏我, 来教认识我,
so they'll learn to fear me.
所以他们就知道如何来敬畏我。
And then I love how he says this in Exodus.
我也很喜欢他如何在, 出埃及记里讲的。
Once they learn to fear me, they won't need to be afraid.
一旦他们学, 真正学习了敬畏我, 他们就不再会惧怕。
Here's his point, I think.
我想这个重点在,
when we fear God,
当我们敬畏神的时候,
we don't have to be afraid of everything around us.
我们就不会害怕我们周围所发生的事情。
As long as the people of Israel feared God, their enemies could not defeat them.
只要以色列的百姓敬畏神, 真的是敬畏神, 他周围的敌人就没有办法碰, 没有办法伤害他们。
And so he says, fear me, and then you don't need to be afraid.
所以神说, 只要你敬畏我, 你就不需要害怕。
But when they lost their fear of God,
但是他们一旦不敬畏神,
now they needed to be very afraid of their enemies.
他们就会很怕他们周围的四周的敌人。
That's what we see in Judges.
那就是我们在士师记里所看到的。
The fear of God is what guides us in our relationship with Him.
敬畏神是引导我们, 就是引导着我们跟神的关系。
The more we know Him,
我们越认识神,
through His Word,
是通过神的话语,
through prayer,
通过祷告,
through worship,
通过敬拜,
the more we know Him, the more we will love Him, the more we will fear Him.
我们就因为我们越认识他, 我们就会越爱他, 越敬畏他。
And the more we can teach our children to know Him,
我们也就更能够教导我们的孩子去认识他。
The more they will love Him and fear Him,
他们也就,
and be drawn to Him.
他们也就会越爱他, 越敬畏他, 越被神所吸引。
Alright, last week we were looking at fasting.
上个星期呢, 我们看了祷, 就是这个禁食的操练。
Want to just finish up with a few things about that and then move on.
我就很快地讲完最后几点。
But did anyone this week fast and have something to report from your
I hate to say homework assignment about something like that.
上个星期呢，有没有人进食，然后有什么可以报告的？ Yeah, I do.
You do, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
所以, should I say, yeah, 进食, yeah, it makes me to feel, you know, your mind can be not always, but more clearly focused on God.
Okay.
就是让你的心思意念能够更集中在神身上。
Alright. One of the benefits, it seems to me, of fasting is it focuses our mind.
就是进食呢，可以让我们的思想更集中。
Anyone else?
有没有别人？
Maybe you were thinking like Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, when you fast, don't stand up in Sunday school and tell everyone about it.
你在想说，主耶稣在登山宝训的教导说，你进食不要让别人知道，不要。
But if there's anything you learned from it that you can share with us.
如果你学到了任何，可以跟我们大家一起来分享。
Give your burden, I feel like give my burden to God.
把我的忧虑卸给神。
Good. Fasting reminds us we rely on Him.
这个进食就提醒我们，我们要依靠神。
That He is the one who provides for us.
他是供应我们一切的神。
And part of the peace of that is realizing, okay, I can give Him my burdens.
另外一个，这个带来的平安就是我知道说我可以把我的顾虑、焦虑卸给神。
How many of you tend to be pretty self-reliant people who feel like I solve my own problems, I take care of myself, if it's my problem, I need to fix it.
多少人呢是比较这个，就是靠自己的，就是说我有问题我自己来解决，我靠我的能力。我们多少人是这样的？
Only me?
只有我自己，有些人举手说我有时候。struggle
with in between.
Okay.
我在这两者靠自己跟靠神之间来挣扎。
Alright. I think that's how we are taught. Maybe I should have asked it that way. How many of you were taught? If you have a problem, you're supposed to just figure it out and get it fixed.
多少人我们是被教导，小时候就是说，如果你有问题的话，你要靠自己把它给解决。
Don't count on other people to solve your problems.
不能靠别人，就是你只能靠自己来解决你的问题。
And yet, part of walking with God is realizing I can't solve all my problems.
但是呢，跟神同行的。 这个过程有一部分就是学习到我自己没有办法解决我的问题。
I've told you that sometimes I want to do a series of lessons on things God didn't say.
我很想做一个系列，就是来教导说神没有说的、没有教的事情。
Things that we quote, but they actually aren't in the Bible.
就是有的时候我们会就是自己来就是引用，但是实际上并没有，圣经上没有。
Someone sent me a note this week.
有的人这个星期给我送了一个。
Remember, God promised.
记住啊，神应许了。
He will never give you something that you cannot handle.
他永远不会给你一些你处理不了的事情，你自己做不了的事情。
That makes a beautiful greeting card.
那个呢，你要写那个卡呢，是很好的。But
it's not in the Bible.
但是呢，却不是在圣经中。God
didn't say that.
神没有这样说。In
fact, I think the opposite is true.
但是我觉得相反的是真的。God
very often allows us things to come into our life that we cannot handle.
就是神经常会允许一些我们自己处理不了的事情，发生在我们生活中。So
that
以至于
we will realize
我们会意识到
I can't handle this.
我自己处理不了。I
have to have Him.
我必须得有神。He
wants us to learn to rely on Him. Not on ourselves.
神想让我们学习要依靠他，而不是依靠我们自己。And
I think fasting is a good reminder of that.
我觉得这个进食是一个很好的方式，让我们就是提醒我们。Reflect
on the fact that we have to have Him.
就是让我们意识到我们只有靠神。You're
not going to find it in there, sister.
Yeah, it's temptation. Beyond it, I think that was
yes, no temptation, right?
他说神不会给我们过于我们所能。Yes,
He won't give us a temptation that we can't handle.
神不会给我们说不能够就是忍受，就是超越我们能力的试探。
But people have turned that into
God will never allow any kind of problem, any kind of trouble in your life that you can't handle.
但是人们就把这个慢慢的就改成了说，神不会允许在你生命中任何的问题、任何的难处是你处理不了的。
That he doesn't.
但是那个不是神所应许的。Yeah, that's the First Corinthians 10:13, right? That's the verse.
Yeah, he wants us to rely on him, and I think fasting is a great reminder of that.
神想让我们就是来依靠他那个。那个进食是一个很好的这样一个提醒。
Thank you. Yes, that's the verse that gets misread.
那个哥林多前书十章十三节那个后来就被误解了。
Let me just real quickly, I'm only going to spend a minute here.
Okay. 我只花一分钟在这里。
Yes, yes.
Another verse related to this, probably we can do all things.
Yes.
Then come.
Yes.
Right. The two verses are related
to that. Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
就是保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的耶稣可以做任何事情。有的时候就大家只把中间那一部分给拿掉了。
Philippians, the great verse that you know football players quote. I knew we could win because Paul said I can do all things.
像那个足球运动员说，我知道保罗，我们肯定可以，因为保罗说我们可以做任何事情。
Yes.
但中间还有一句他们给
够了。Paul is writing that from prison.
保罗是从监狱里写了一封书信的。
He is saying to them,
他对他们说
I can suffer anything.
我可以忍受任何的苦难。
Through Christ, who strengthens me.
靠着那加给我力量的耶稣基督。
Paul is actually getting ready to be the quarterback in the Super Bowl when he writes that.
保罗写这封信的时候可不是那个橄榄球赛的那个四分后卫。
He's getting ready to find out if he's going to be executed or not.
他不是说准备好去做这个四分后卫，而是在准备好说他是被处决还是能活着。
And he says,
保罗说
，It's okay,
没关系。
I can do all things through Christ.
靠着耶稣，我可以做任何事。
I can perhaps be released from prison.
或者是我被这个从被放出来。
If so, I'm going to do it through the power of Christ.
如果这样的话呢，我靠着耶稣加给我的力量。
I can perhaps face another 10 years in this prison cell.
也许我要在监狱再待十年。
If so, I can do it through the power of Christ.
如果是这样的话，靠着他加给我力量的耶稣。
And Nero may cut my head off.
也许那个尼鲁会砍掉我的头。
If so,
也许如果
I can face it through Christ.
我可以靠着加给我力量的耶稣来面对。
Now, I've had people say, you know, when you say something like that, it really discourages us.
有人就说你这样讲的话让我们很灰心。
To me, it is very encouraging.
对我个人来讲那是很鼓励的。
Because if those verses only work when everything is going well in my life,
如果说只有 生活中每件事情都很平顺的时候才这个经文才有用的话。
I have nothing.When everything starts going bad.
所以那当每件事情都不对的时候走向就是糟糕的时候那我就没有任何东西来面对。
But when I understand what Paul is writing there.
但是当我了解到保罗在什么情况下来写
的。It is an encouragement even when nothing is going right.
就算是每样事情都不对的话每样事情都是在身处逆境我也可以有些东西可以来依靠可以靠着神来面对。
If you have never fasted,
如果你从来没有进食过
please don't start with a 40-day fast.
不要一开始就要决定做这个四十天的进食。
I always kind of hesitate about teaching about fasting.
我每次是不是对教导进食我都有点犹豫。
Because I can remember as a young person,
因为我记得我年轻的时候
hearing sermons about fasting,
听到那个有关进食的讲道
and saying, okay, I'm going to fast for a week.
然后我就说我回去就要进食一周。
And that,went really well for 3-4 hours.
然后呢只有三四个小时还挺好的。
And then I got hungry.
然后呢我就开始饿了。
And when you're a teenager after you get hungry, fasting isn't fun anymore.
当你是青少年你进食开始饿的时候这个进食可是不好玩了。
So, you know, soon I would give up.
然后很快我就放弃了。
Because I couldn't do all things through Christ which strengthened me.
我没有办法靠着他加给我的力量耶稣来做所有的事情。
And then I would feel this great discouragement. Oh, I'm a terrible Christian.
然后我就觉得非常的灰心，说我肯定是个很糟糕的基督徒。
God is not measuring your Christian faith by how well you achieve
in spiritual discipline.
神不是说怎么样来衡量你的基督徒的生命呢？ 他不是说靠你成就了完成了多少这个属灵的操练。
We are in the season of the church calendar, and I'm glad to talk about fasting right here because we're in the season called Lent.
我们现在是在这个世巡节期里面，在教会的这个日历上。
A season when traditionally the church has focused on fasting.
就是传统上呢，就在这四十，就这段时期呢，四旬期呢，教会就比较专注在进食上。
Christians would fast during the 40 days of Lent.
就在这个四旬期间呢，基督徒都很多是会进食。
Most not continually, but at different times during those 40 days.
他不是说是就这样子一个连续的40天，而是说在中间有个过程。
By the way, never on Sunday.
但是不是在星期天。
Unless they were doing a continual fast, Christians never fasted on Sunday.
基督徒除非他们是做一个连续的一个好多天的这样，永远不是，从来都不会在星期天进行。你知道为什么吗？
All right, I'll tell you in just a moment.
我一会儿告诉大家。
So they did a fast through Lent.
所以他们就在这个四旬节期呢，不断的这样四旬斋期不断的发。
Then on Easter Sunday.
然后在
At sunrise, they gathered for worship.
然后到复活节的 Easter Sunday morning, they tell Easter Sunday morning or through the Easter Sunday morning.
No, until Easter Sunday morning.
他们一直他们的这个禁食一直持续到这个复活节的早晨之前。
Then on Easter Sunday, they gathered at sunrise for worship.
然后复活节那天，他们就在太阳出来的时候，他们就聚集在一起敬拜神。
And then they had a great feast.
然后他们就有个很大的一个宴席。
Okay, celebration of the resurrection.
他们就庆祝主耶稣的复活。
And the reason they did not fast on Sunday unless they were doing a continual fast.
除非他们是做一个连续的这样的禁食，一般来讲他们都不会在星期天禁食。
Was for the Christian every Sunday. It was a celebration of the resurrection.
因为对基督徒来讲，每一个主日星期天都是庆祝主。
And so the early church father said, don't fast on Sunday unless you're doing a long fast more than a week.
所以早期教父就说，不要在星期天进食，除非你是说连续的要一段的时间，要就是越过了这个星期天。
Because Sunday was to be, is to be a day of celebration of the resurrection.
因为星期天呢是一个庆祝的日子。
But if you've not fasted, this is a good season, a time of reflecting on discipleship and on the crucifixion.
所以呢，如果你从来没有进食过，那现在这段时期呢，就是一个很好的时期，你可以来回想，就是主耶稣的这个为我们所成就的，然后做门徒的这个过程。
Start with a small fast.
先开始一个小的这样进食。
Partial fast.
比如说部分的禁食,
then a fast maybe of 24 hours, just water.
或者就是24小时禁食，只喝水。
And then make fasting a normal part of your life.
然后逐渐的让禁食成为你生活的一个常规部分。
For hundreds of years,
有100年之久,
Christians fasted each week on either Wednesday or Friday, the fourth or sixth day of the week.
很多基督徒呢是在星期三或者星期五或者星期二、星期四的，星期四、星期六进食。
I think as Protestants we have reacted against that.
因为那个这个新教呢，这个改教以后呢，就开始就是反对这个。
Because in the Middle Ages it got twisted.
因为在那个中世纪的时候呢，这个进食的这个操练呢就被扭曲了。
Into a way of earning God's favor.
他被扭曲成就是说我通过禁食来赢得神的恩宠。
But the fact that people twist something doesn't mean that the thing itself is wrong.
人们把这个东西给扭曲了，并不认为这个操练的本身是错的。
It got twisted into a way of earning favor with God, and fasting does not do that. Jesus makes that clear in Matthew.
他们把它扭曲了，就变成了说你用进食来赚得神的恩宠。但是呢，这个圣经上并不是这么讲的。主耶稣也很清楚的教导他们，不是这样的。But
he also makes clear that fasting is valuable for us.
但是主耶稣也教导我们说，进食对我们是很有价值的。As
a way of focusing our relationship on him.
让我们可以就是专注在我们跟神的关系上。
I think in the 21st century. It is very valuable.
非常的有意义.
In reminding us as well-to-do Western
就是这些生活挺富裕的这些西方人
that full bellies are not the primary good in life.
就是肚子吃得饱饱的并不是这个生活的主要目标.
Because be honest, most of us, we live very comfortable lives.
我们在这里基本上都是过得挺安逸的生活.
And fasting is not a Middle Ages, you know, way of earning favor with God, but it is a good reminder. The primary good in life is not how much I have, how much I eat, and how comfortable I am.
就是他现在呢，我们这个不再存在非常中世纪那样，你用进食来赚得神的恩宠，而是一个很好的提醒，让我们知道我们的生命不在于我们过得多舒服，我们有多少物资，我们吃的有多好。
Okay, let me move to the discipline of prayer, which we're going to be looking at today and next week.
我们来看, next one.
One more, okay.
Oh yeah, this one. Okay. 就是我们来看这个有关祷告的操练。
Yes. Yes. So one question about the, how to practice the fasting?
Yes.
有关进食的一个。就是说,如果是在工作时间,如果需要工作的,周间,去进食了,然后呢,
就是又忙于工作了,就没有一个跟神的那个关系的时候,这样的进食怎么处理?
Very good question.
很好的问题。
And I am glad because I should have mentioned this.
我应该提到这一点,讲到这一点。
In earlier times of the church, people tended, you know, you worked on your farm and you were all alone.
然后,在早期的,你知道那时候的生活呢, 人们基本上都在农场,就是农夫嘛, 那你自己工作的时候呢,你基本上就一个人。
At least until March 2020, most of us worked in offices and we were surrounded by people.
知道,你可能一直到2020年3月的时候,我们都在办公室,周围都有人,之后就是一个人。
And so it changes how that feels.
所以那个,你跟人在一起呢,你进食那个会改变你的这个感觉。
I don't have a Bible answer, but I will say my opinion.
我没有说从圣经上的一个教导,一个答案,但是我有我自己的一个想法是这样的。
Even if you are going about your ordinary business day,
即使你过一个每天的上班啊,这样的一个生活,
I still think there is benefit
我仍然认为其中是有一定的益处,
to fasting
就是进食,
and using that to reorient your mind towards God, even though you're not able to withdraw completely away from your activities.
虽然你不可能说完全的就是不去工作,从这些日常的生活中停下来,但是呢,进食可以帮助你重新来把你的思想就是集中在神身上,定位于神身上。
So for instance, if you do like many people have done through the history of the church,
在教会历史上有很多人是这样做的,
and you fast 24 hours,
你进食24小时,
from after Tuesday night supper until Wednesday night supper.
就是从比如说从星期二晚上的晚餐一直到星期三晚上的晚餐。
So you miss the two meals of more breakfast than lunch.
所以呢你就是说你进两餐,就是早餐,星期三早晨,早饭跟午饭不吃。
Breakfast is probably before you go to work.
所以呢,早饭呢是你上班之前的那一餐。
And a time where you can spend some extra time focused on prayer and on scripture.
因为你不吃饭了,所以你可以花些时间来专注在祷告和神的话语上。
And then yes, you go on your ordinary day.
然后你就过你正常的一天。Lunchtime? 然后到了午饭的时候。
Depending on your situation again, maybe you can go for a walk during lunchtime.
根据你的情况,也许你本来应该吃午饭的时候,你可以出去走走路。
Jesus says in Matthew 6,
主耶稣在马太福音第六章说,
don't sit at your desk,
不要坐在你的办公桌前,
saying to everyone, no, I can't eat, I'm fasting because I am a Christian and I'm very holy.
然后你不要跟人说,我不能跟你们一起吃饭,因为我在进食,我是基督徒,我很圣洁。
He says, no, don't do it that way.
主耶稣说,别那么做。
You go for a walk.
然后你去散步。
God?
你说神啊,
I want to spend time with you.
我想跟你花时间在一起。
I want to eat, feed on your word. Instead of bologna sandwich today for lunch.
我想以你的话语为食物,而不是说吃这个,就是三明治。
I really think one reason the Bible does not give us such strict do this, this, and this. Thank you. Is the Bible is written for all generations. And it's going to look different in different settings. And so I think it's going to differ depending on your work and your environment. But even within an office environment, I think there is benefit to time set apart for fasting.
所以呢, 就是说根据你的情况会有不同, 但是即使在一个你是一个上班族, 那么, 你在有部分的进食, 让你重新, 专注一身,
Now I want to spend some time talking about the discipline of prayer.
我们现在来讲这个有关祷告的这个操练。
And I'm calling it a discipline.
我之所以把祷告称为一种操练,
even though someone might say, that's not a discipline, that's a great joy.
有的人说, 哦, 那个不是一个, 一个操练, 那是一个很令人喜悦的事。
It's a privilege.
那是一种权益。
But I think it is also a discipline.
但是我也觉得这是一种操练。
It is something, a discipline, it's something that I must do both on the days that it feels wonderful and on the days that it doesn't.
之所以是操练的, 就是我会, 有的时候呢, 我会觉得说, 哎, 很棒, 我会, 我会去做, 就让我感觉不是说有什么得到, 就是很兴奋, 我也会继续的去做, 这才是操练。
This week I was looking at the idea of prayer in scripture.
这个星期我在看有关这个祷告的经文。
And I'm probably going to preach on this some Sunday.
我可能有一天会在星期天讲道的时候提到。
So when I do, you can say, oh, I've already heard that and take a nap.
然后我讲的时候你可以说我已经听过了,所以你可以打个盹。
But I was thinking about what prayer looks like for us.
我在想这个祷告对我们来讲像什么呢?
In the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里边,
what did prayer look like?
那你觉得当时的祷告是怎么样的? Did
Adam and Eve get down on their knees in front of an altar?
然后亚当跟夏娃会在一个祭坛前跪下吗?
No.
不是的。
What was prayer like?
那个伊甸园中那个祷告是怎么样的?
Yeah.
是跟神同行。
They go out and they walk and God's with them and they talk to him.
然后他们出去呢, 走路, 散步, 然后神就在他们旁边, 他们就跟神谈话。
Isn't that incredible?
那个是不是真是太棒了?
I always imagine, what must that have looked like?
我总是在想那个在伊甸园里看着像什么呢?
You know, maybe they Adam, remember, they've been taking care of the plants and all?
然后呢, 亚当可能记起来, 他们说, 他们被吩咐是要管理园子。
Adam says, God, let me show you this flower, it's really beautiful.
说神啊, 你来看看这个花, 真的非常的美。
They just talk about their day.
他们就在讲论他们一天所发生的事情。
I was thinking about this week.
我这个星期在想,
prayer in the garden.
在这个伊甸园里的这个祷告。
And then I went to a different garden.
然后我又去一个另外一个园子。
Because this is what prayer looks like in our world today.
那是我们在我们现今的世界里边的看起来的祷告。
Mark 14.
在马可福音第十章。
Jesus goes to the garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣去了克西马尼园。
And he begins to pray.
然后就开始祷告,
he weeps.
然后他就,
he sweats as if it were drops of blood.
然后他甚至就是出那个汗, 甚至那个汗滴如血。
He says, Father, if it were possible, let this pass from me.
他说父啊, 如果在你凡事都能, 如果可以, 请你, 求你将这杯撤去。
Because sin corrupted our world.
因为罪败坏了我们的世界。
Prayer, even for Jesus,
即使对耶稣来讲, 祷告都成为了,
includes some struggle.
对耶稣来讲, 这个祷告都包含了一些挣扎。
We no longer have the ease of walking in the garden.
我们不再有这个在, 当每样事情都是完美的, 我们在伊甸园里跟神这样同行的这种安逸, 这种,
Now we pray in a world where things are torn apart.
现在是一个已经四分五裂的一个败坏的世界里边，在这个世界里祷告。
We see pictures of war in Ukraine.
我们看到了这个有关乌克兰战争的这些图片。
And we pray.
然后我们就祷告。
God,
你说神啊，
please do something to help.
求你做些事情来帮助他们。
We see people we love suffering and we pray, God, please help them.
我们看我们所爱的人这个受苦，我们说神啊，求你帮助他们。
Prayer has become much more difficult because of sin in our world.
因为在我们世界中的罪，所以祷告就变得更加艰难。
Prayer in the Garden of Eden was beautiful.
在伊甸园里面的祷告是很美的。
Prayer in Gethsemane in this world that we're in now is painful.
在克西马尼园里的祷告，在我们现在的这个世界里祷告是艰难的。
To Revelation.
然后我们到启示录。
And the picture in Revelation 21 and 22 is of garden again.
然后呢，在启示录二十一章、二十二章是。
A river.
又是像那个
beautiful
一个园子里的，就是有一个生命树，有这个生命河、生命树。然后
we're back in Eden.
我们又回到了伊甸园那个更美的情况。我们在这里做什么呢？
We will see his face.
我们就面对面看见神。
No temple.
没有圣殿。
We're not getting down on our knees at an altar now.
我们现在不再到就是到前边。去祷告，跪在那儿。
Prayer will be again what God intended it to be all along.
祷告会再次成为神本来就是要的，就是神本来就是设想的那种，在伊甸园里那样的。
He will have brought us back to what He created us to be.
他把我们再带回来，他本来创造我们要成为的那种情形。
That kind of natural.Free relationship with him.
那种自由的，没有畅通的，没有任何障碍的那种跟他之间的关系。
Meanwhile,
同时
we're at the Gethsemane stage.
我们现在还在克西马尼园的这个阶段。
The stage where prayer sometimes is difficult.
有的时候这个祷告是很艰难。
When we pray and the answer is not what we were hoping for.
我们祷告，但是所得到的这个回应却不是我们所期待的。
Where prayer sometimes involves tears and pain.
这个祷告呢，就是有时候就是有眼泪，有悲伤，有痛苦。
And so I want to look a bit at how we pray.
所以我们来看我们如何来祷告。
I've told you before.
我给大家以前讲过。
Prayer for me has been and continues to be a challenge.
对我来讲，这个祷告一直是一个持续不断的增长。
I said I try a few times a year to read through the Book of Psalms.
我知道前面我讲过，一年中有几次我想把那个。
It's not because I'm a great saint.
不是因为我是一个伟大的圣徒。
It's because I am still trying to figure out how to pray.
因为我还在学习怎么祷告。
I'm not good at it.
我不擅长祷告。
And it seems to me that the best place for me to learn is from Psalms.
然后我觉得对我最好的一个学习的祷告学习的就是诗篇。
Because the whole book is prayers.
因为诗篇整个都是祷告。
Yesterday morning.
昨天早晨。
I spent some time studying the Bible and enjoyed it greatly.
然后昨天早晨我就去读圣经，有一段很美好的时光。
I started to pray.
然后我开始祷告。
I had nothing to say.
但是呢，好像什么也说不出来，也祷告不出来。
I have friends who are in Ukraine.
我有在乌克兰的朋友。
God,
我说神啊。
I don't know what to say to you about it.
我不知道该怎么跟你说。
You already know about it.
你已经都知道了。
And if you don't.Check CNN, Lord. It's really bad, I promise.
如果你不知道的话，你去看那个电视，真的很糟糕。
I pulled out my book of Psalms.
然后我就把诗篇给拿出来。
And I began to read out loud.
我就开始大声的读。
And I said, God, I really don't know what to say this morning.
我说神啊，我今天早上真是不知道该跟你说什么。
So let me say this.
所以让我这样来说。
And I began to read David's prayers.
然后我就开始读大卫的祷告。
The Psalms are one of the places I find very beneficial for learning to pray.
我觉得这个诗篇里面有一个地方对于学习祷告很有帮助。
And sometime in here we'll probably spend some time on that.
然后我们有时间可以来来学习。
But for just a couple weeks, I want to look at the other place that teaches us to pray.
然后我就先看诗篇里面就别的地方来教导我们如何来祷告的。
And that is the Lord's Prayer.
就是不是除了诗篇之外教导我们祷告。
Jesus gives us a pattern for prayer.
就是主导我们，就是主耶稣给了我们一个祷告的模式。
And the first thing I want to say is, it is a pattern, not a formula.
它是一个模式，而不是一个公式。
It is not something that I just recite that and it automatically is prayer.
不是说你就把它背一遍或者念一遍它就自动的就成为了祷告。
In fact, remember right before that, Jesus warns about empty, vain repetition.
你知道在主祷文之前主耶稣刚刚讲过要避免这种重复的空洞的这个祷告。
He says, don't just go through words.
不是说就这么念念有词。
And I think he starts there because he's getting ready to teach them a pattern for prayer, and he knows that that pattern could very well become the vain repetition.
因为主耶稣知道他之所以先提醒，因为他马上就要教导这个主祷文了，如何祷告，他知道他所教导的很有可能就变成他所警告的这种空洞的重复的词语。
But it gives us a pattern for our prayer life.
但是给了我们一个我们自己祷告生活可以学习的一个模式一个。
We're going to look at it next week.
我们下星期看。
At what it teaches us.
它教导我们的是。
Of how our prayer begins with worship.
我们的祷告以敬拜开始。
It then moves to intercession.
然后后再就是进到代求里面。
Returns to, or it continues with petitions of our needs.
然后继续把我们的需求，就是我们本身的需要带到神面前。
And I just realized I did this PowerPoint several months ago.
我几个月之前呢，就把这个幻灯片给做好了。
And since then I have come to feel there's a fourth one that I should have added.
应该还有一条，第四条，但是我应该加上去。
It returns to worship.
它最后呢？又回到敬拜。
And I'll explain that when you get there.
我们为了后边我会解释。
But let me just be, next week we're going to talk about the Lord's Prayer, but this morning let me just say a couple things about prayer in general.
就是我先讲一些有关祷告的普遍性的一般用的原则。
Two ideas that I think we can get led astray.
我觉得有两种观念会把我们带偏。
False ideas about prayer. One is this.
就是那个有关祷告的这个虚假错误的观点。一种就是
there is power in the act of praying.
就是觉得好像在祷告的这个行动中，这个行为中就有能力。
That somehow our prayer itself earns some kind of response.
就是说，就是祷告这个行为本身好像就可以得到一些回应。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我给你解释这是什么意思。
Imagine two people pray.
想象一下两个人在祷告。
One is passionate in his prayer.
一个人祷告的很有激情。
In fact, if you were to watch him, you would think this person is the most powerful prayer I have ever seen.
如果你看这个人，你会觉得哇，这个人可是我所见到最有能力的、最有激情的这样的一个祷告的人。
He begs and pleads for an answer.
他真的向人祈求，向人那个祈求一个回应，一个答案。
He weeps and he cries.
然后在那里哭。
In fact, he becomes so desperate, he takes a knife and starts cutting himself.
然后呢，他最后真的很绝望，是拿着刀往自己身上砍。
Dude, that is a prayer.
这个理查德弟兄说，哇，天哪，这是一个什么样的祷告？
Now, by this point, you know I've just described the prophets of Baal.
我给你们，你知道我刚才描述的是谁吗？就是那个巴黎山上的那个巴利先知的祷告。
And after they are done, where they have put all of their confidence in their act of praying.
然后呢，在他们结束了以后呢，他花了那么多的努力来祷告。
We see the other prayer.
我们看到另外一个祷告的人。
Who isn't very impressive at all.
就好像让人觉得没什么感觉。
In fact,
I don't mean this disrespectfully. He's a little boring when he prays.
当他祷告的时候好像有点枯燥。
He just stands there and says, God,
他就站在那儿就说神啊,
you're in control.
你在掌管。
And so would you please show that you are God?
求你显示你是神。
By consuming this sacrifice.
就把这个燔祭都给烧了。
And fire comes from heaven.
然后火就从天上降下来。
The power of our prayer is not in our prayer.
这个祷告的力量不在于我们本身那个我们的祷告。
It's not even in the amount of our faith.
也不在于我们这个信心有多大，就是我们的信心有多大这样。
The power of our prayer
我们祷告的力量在于
is in the one to whom we are praying.
我们祷告的力量在于我们所求的那位。
In other words,
换句话说,
I would rather have a tiny little bit of faith
我宁愿有一个小小的一个信心
in a great God
和一位伟大的神
than a lot of faith
而不是说有很大的信心
in a weak God
而是在一个无力的神
right?
软弱的神
So that means it's not my faith that's so important
所以不是说我的信心有多重要
It's not my prayer that brings the power
也不是我的祷告带来神能力的彰显
It is the God to whom I pray
而是那位我所祷告的神
Elijah's prayer is not nearly as impressive as the prophets of Baal
然后那以利亚的祷告可是不像那个巴利先知的祷告那么好像令人叹为观止
But they were doing a great prayer to an empty God
他们像一个很大的一个祷告，像一个不存在的神祷告，就是一个假神祷告。
Elijah was doing a simple prayer
以利亚祷告,
to a great God.
是一个简单的，但是却是像一位伟大的神的祷告。
I think for those of us who are not good at praying,
对那些我们不擅长，就是好像祷告不是不太行的。
One of the hindrances for us is. One of the hindrances for us is we think I'm not good at it.
你就觉得说,
there are other people who do it so much better.
有的人祷告真的是很好。
You know, they pray 18 hours a day.
他们一天祷告18小时。
And I can't do that.
我没法做到那样。
And we start to think, I guess my prayer doesn't matter.
所以你就觉得说，哎呀，可能我的祷告也没什么重要。
What I have to remember is this.
我必须要记住的是,
God isn't going to be impressed with my prayer.
神不会说因为我的祷告就感觉好像我能感动神。
That's okay, I don't really need him to be impressed with my prayer.
我不需要用我的祷告来打动神。
What I need is
我所需要的就是,
for me to be impressed
让我自己,
with the God I pray to.
就是说我自己要被我所要求的这位神所打动。
Prayer is not about the power of my prayer.
祷告不在于说我祷告的这个力量，我祷告的能力。
To me, that has become very, very encouraging.
意识到这点对我是很鼓励的。
You don't have to be great at this.
你并不是说你要非常在这方面你很强，很擅长。
It is a conversation with God.
是一个跟神之间的对话。
You're going about your daily business.
你每天过你的生活。
You're working in your office.
你在办公室里上班。
You're cooking supper.
你在做晚饭。
You're cleaning house.
你在家里打扫卫生。
And you say, God,
你说神啊,
I'm a little prayer.
我是一个小小的祷告的人。
Praying to a big God.
但是我是向一位伟大的神祷告。
Here's what I need.
这是我所需要的。
And here's what's neat about this.
这个关于这件很棒的事情在于
How many of you have kids?
多少人我们都有孩子 不管说是任何年纪
When they come to you and ask for something
当他们到你面前问一些事情的话要东西的话
How many syllables do the words have to have before they convince you to answer?
他们得是说多少个音节得说多少个词才能够 才能够说服你回应他，对他们有回应呢。
You're not worried about the vocabulary, are you?
你孩子来给你面前，他不会说我应该用什么样的词汇，对不对？
It's your child.
那是你的孩子。
And they say,
他们说,
I need help.
他们就说,
and those three simple little one-syllable words,
那三个只有一个音节的三个简单的词,
stop whatever you're doing.
你就会马上停下来,
and you listen.
你就开始听,
and if you can help, you do it.
如果你能帮的话, 你肯定会帮的。
That to me is incredibly helpful to be in prayer.
对我来讲, 这个是很有帮助的。
I don't have to impress God.
我不需要去感动神, 打动神。
I simply need to talk to him.
我就简简单单跟他谈话就好了。
The other thing I want to say that is a common misconception.
另外一个, 就是很普遍的一个误解就是,
more, and this will sound like it's a good truth.
这可能是一个很好的一个真理。
But it's not entirely.
但是却不完全是。
More praying leads to more results.
我们觉得我们祷告越多就会有更多的结果。
I've heard that often.
我经常听到这样的。
And yet Jesus said this.
主耶稣就说,
when you pray,
当你祷告的时候,
do not heap up empty phrases like the pagans.
不可像外邦人用许多重复话, 他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
For they think they will be heard for their many words.
因为他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
Do not be like them.
不要像他们。
Why?
为什么?
And I love this reason.
我喜欢, 很喜欢这个原因。
Your father already knows what you need.
因为你们所需用的, 你们的父早已知道了。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是这个太棒了?
Imagine your child.
想象一下你的孩子。
Now I'm assuming you love your child.
我当然确定你, 假设你肯定是爱你的孩子的。
And your child comes to you.
你的孩子到你跟前来,
and they really need help.
他们真的很需要帮助,
and it's something that you are able to do for them.
你也可以帮助他们。
And they start to give you this long explanation.
他们就给你一个很长很长的解释。
They go through the history of what a good child they've been.
然后他们先给你讲过去他们的历史, 他们是个多么好的孩子。
They tell you the reasons you should help them.
他也向你解释你需要帮助他的原因。
And an hour or two into this,
然后这么讲了一个小时, 这么一个小时的演讲之后,
you would interrupt them and say,
你就会打断他们就说,
I already know you need that.
我知道你需要这个。
And I've already written out the check. Would you just shut up and take it?
我已经把资料都写好了, 你就别再讲了, 拿着资料走, 拿着资料, 拿上资料就可以了。
Do you think it's possible?
你觉得可能,
that sometimes,
有的时候,
as we are telling God how faithful we've been as a Christian,
你告到神面前告诉神说, 我过去是个多么忠心的基督徒,
why he ought to answer our prayer,
你为什么应该答应我的祷告,
going on and on and on and on,
然后就一直不停地说,
I wonder if sometimes he wants to say,
我在想啊, 有时候神是不是想说,
would you please shut up?
你能不能停下来?
I already know this.
我都已经知道了。
And I'm going to take care of it.
So 我会照料这些。
Shut up and leave me alone. No, he doesn't.
大概神说, 你就停下来, 别烦我。 当时人不会说, 别烦我, 你要了解吗?
It is not our ability to convince God.
不是我们能够去说服神的能力,
that brings an answer.
不是我们能够说服神的能力带来了这个祷告的结果。
It is this.
是, 而是,
we are his children.
我们是他的孩子。
He wants an answer.
他想要回应我们。
I love a phrase that I read years ago and I can't remember where it came from.
我记得我以前读过的这有一个话, 但是我想不起来是在哪里的。
So I am plagiarizing.
所以我就是有点剽窃。
Prayer is helplessness.
祷告就是一个无助。
I love that.
我很喜欢这句话。
Prayer is simply recognizing.
祷告就是知道说,
I can't fix this.
我没法解决这个问题。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
I haven't solved this for myself.
我自己还没有把这个问题解决，但是。
But I've come to realize that's one reason prayer is hard for me.
我就意识到为什么对我来讲祷告比较难。
Because I don't like to be helpless.
因为我不喜欢无助，就是自己没办法。
I want to fix it.
我想要自己解决。
And so when I pray, I want to tell God the three things that I think He could do that would fix it.
所以当我祷告的时候，我就想告诉神，他怎么样来解决这个问题的三个步骤。
And I started to realize that once in a while, I think I can hear Him say, "Would you please shut up?"
我又想说，请问神就会说你能不能？我已经知道了。
And I actually had three different steps that you never even thought of.
我有三个你从来没有想过的解决问题的步骤。
Prayer is helplessness.
所以呢，祷告就意味着无助。
Recognizing it's not my ability to convince him.
不是我自己去说服神，去劝服神的能力。
So why do I pray?
所以我为什么祷告呢？
We'll start here next
week.
But it's not to convince him to do what we need.
不是说去说服神，让他去满去做我们希望他做的。
Not to inform him of some facts that he did not understand.
也不是去就通知神，告诉神他所不知道的一些事实。
It is building relationship with him.
而是建造你和神的关系。
It is spending time with him.
是跟他花时间在一起。
You know, when you talk with your husband or wife,
当你跟你的配偶谈话的时候，
I hope you enjoy visiting with them.
我真的希望你们享受跟他们在一起的时间。
And it's not simply about giving them information.
不是说就给他信息在一起。
Sometimes it's just about getting to know.
就是
each other better.
就是有时候就是彼此了解。
Sharing time together.
就是彼此分享在一起的时间。
And when we pray, it's not about giving God information that he is not aware of.
在祷告的时候不是给神好像他没有意识到的这个信息。
You see, the more you talk with your spouse,
当你跟你的配偶就是交谈越多越的时候，你也倾听对方的时候，
the better you know them.
你就更了解对方。
The more you know their heart, you know what matters.
你就越了解他们的心，你就越了解什么对他们是重要的。
And the more you talk with God,
你跟神交谈越多，
the better we know his heart.
我们就更了解他的心意。
And that is key to prayer.
那个就是祷告的关键。
Of just talking with him.
就是跟他说话。
I don't think everything Adam said in the garden was profound.
我不觉得说亚当在伊甸园里说的每句话都是很有很深奥很有意义。
And our prayer doesn't have to be profound.
所以我们的祷告也不是说每句话都需要很有意义很正式这样。
Lord, I thank you for the privilege of prayer.
主啊，我们真的是有这种祷告的这种特权来感谢。
I thank you that even when we're not very good at it, you still invite us to talk to you.
即使我们不擅长，你仍然要求我们跟你谈话。
We are your children, you care for us.
我们是你的孩子，你也在意我们，照料我们。
And so you invite us into a conversation with you.
所以你就邀请我们跟你交谈。
Help us to grow in our fellowship with you.
让我们跟你的这个团契相交中间能够成长。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.